Colonial Donuts has been on Oakland's Lakeshore Avenue for more than 50 years. Although many other cafes used to stay open past 9 p.m., these days Colonial is one of the few 24-hour locales in Oakland. Maybe that's why it's kind of a hot spot. On any given weekend night, the place is packed. Local teenagers flock to Colonial for its freshly fried donuts, and groups of guys that wouldn't normally hang out together play competitive speed chess for hours on end. Reporter Lonnie Blumenfeld-Honey guides us through the sometimes strange happenings at Colonial Donuts on a recent Saturday night.
It's 10:30 p.m., and I'm sitting at a small table at Colonial Donuts with a few of my friends. They're here for moral support because this is my first radio piece and I'm a little nervous. There's a man pacing back and forth, shaking his head and muttering to himself. A group of guys that were playing chess are now gathered just outside the main entrance, playing with a remote-controlled helicopter. As I try to muster up enough courage to go talk to people, a few excited teenage boys flock to my table.
So, my name is Max, I'm in Emily's Army, and this is Travis, he's from Emily's Army.
Yeah.
Emily's Army is their band. These guys come here a lot.
At least twice a weekend. On the reg.
Right now it's about 11. Normally the fresh donuts are 11, 30, 12.
Yeah.
So
check
we're
out our band.
We're early tonight.
Emily's Army. We have a Twitter. We have a Facebook. We have a website. We are rock and roll stars. I have a website about me.
On MTV.
Max Becker and Travis Newman say that they've been coming to Colonial since as long as they can remember.
Everyone in their childhood loves donuts, right? So like, since the beginning of time.
They ask me about my project. I tell them I go to Mills College and I'm doing a story for my public radio class.
Oh, awesome. So we're going to be on the radio.
So, if you've never been to Colonial Donuts, I should probably mention a lot of crazy stuff happens here. That's kind of what they're known for.
One time I was here later, like, probably 12:30 or 1, and people were playing chess, and one time a guy that lost a game of chess, picked up the whole chessboard, and threw the chessboard across the whole restaurant and stormed out of the room because he lost in the game of chess and he didn't think he was going to lose. We have to go. Thank you very much.
As Emily's Army turns back to their maple bars and glazed donuts, an older man approaches my table.
My name is Edward Michael Lewis. I'm 43 years old and I kind of screwed up my life a little bit. I am the 1997 California State Chess Champion, played in 2 U.S. Opens, and I am the strongest chess player at Colonial Donuts. And I'm an alcoholic. Have a great time and a great night.
Edward talks really fast and leaves abruptly, so I never get to ask him anything about Colonial. I also think he might have been drunk.
This is our third date. It's been 3 years.
That's Matt. He's here tonight with his girlfriend, Frances. What he means is they've been coming to Colonial once a year, on the exact same day, because that's when they had their first date here, 3 years ago. Matt and Frances like to come here at night.
Usually it's after one. Yeah, we're usually late, very late. But we got to get up early tomorrow, so we're here a little earlier. We did not expect such a large crowd. It's pretty exciting this evening.
When they first started dating, Matt and Frances were Colonial regulars.
There's a guy here who used to have, like, flies on his feet.
That's Frances.
And was really calloused, and we would see him a lot. It was our first few romantic dates. We'd look over and there they were. He would have them up on a stool.
I started coming here in 1976 when I was 20 years old.
That's Mark. He's a painter who's here tonight with his friend Dave.
And I'm 56 now. So I've been coming here for, Jesus Christ, 35 years.
Mark says he started coming here when he moved to the Bay Area to join a band. Dave is an East Bay native. The two of them have been friends for many years. Mark says that as far as he knows, Colonial Donuts has always been open 24 hours. He also says the donuts have always been really good over the years.
They know how to make a donut. Somebody must have passed the magic Colonial formula.
Dave says nothing strange has ever happened to him here. He just sits and drinks his coffee and eats his donut. When I tell him that people say they see a lot of crazy stuff go down here, he just says,
"This is Oakland. This, you know, it's like crazy compared to what?"
Dave also tells me that he doesn't understand why there are always so many kids in here.
It's Colonial Donuts. Come on, don't you have something better to do than come here on a Saturday night?
But maybe we don't. Or maybe we have some sort of natural urge to congregate with strangers over sugar and caffeine in the wee hours of the night. Most would agree that the donuts at Colonial are nothing special. The coffee's pretty weak, the wallpaper is dirty and peeling, and the menu signs look like they haven't changed since the place opened in the 70s. But none of that really matters, because if you live in Oakland, you come to Colonial. maybe there really isn't anywhere else to go. No matter which way you slice it, Colonial Donuts is Oakland's late-night hotspot. In Oakland, eating a damn fine glazed donut, I'm Lonnie Blumenfeld-Honey.